Cigarette stick in it, don't get him out of lunch.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll try to get right now.
Well, why can't you connect the, I just want to ask Cigarette one question.
Okay.
Just wanted to check some. We're gonna get anything done on this, we've gotta get some sponsor,
That's right, and I have the message off, and there's a special courier waiting, and so.
And it probably that you won't get an answer until I see, I leave here today about.
Four thirty.
I think 4:30, 5:00.
My.
Mexico City, it has to be blown over.
To Acapulco, so it's about a 45-minute flight. They have a plane almost every hour, but just the inevitable delays.
Yeah, sure.
I'll do what I can to get one back by then, and I can be in telephone contact to make sure when it gets out there.
Yeah. Well, let me say, as far as the message response is concerned, I will go to Florida. As soon as I am there, just call me on the line. But there's no problem talking on our own White House line.
That's right. I'm not concerned about that. But the one to Mexico, of course,
so
is.
Just as soon as you get the response, you call me. And because if there's any question until we can get there, we still. I mean, they said the negotiations might be a little games. What have we been doing about bombing in Laos lately? I haven't seen much on that.
We've not bombed at all.
That's what I thought.
Nothing at all. We have continued our reconnaissance in Laos, but there's been no bombing at all since they signed the ceasefire agreement.
There's no particular concern about loss of aircraft in some respect.
We will lose them. They have moved. They've moved a lot of their aircraft from the north part of Vietnam down into the south. Now, not too much really over into Laos, but I think inevitably we will probably lose some, and of course that even the possibility of more POWs.
That's the problem.
And that, and of course, that's a. Then you start a whole new iteration.
See, that's the problem that I see with it. Is basically, it's not the action, not the risk, but it's the risk going to pay off, as it were. But now it's, you say, well, you lost 4 or 5 points, and we're going to have to mark me with that business before. My own view is probably better advice. I mean, if we have to face the fact, which I think we have to face, that we have to continue to bomb, and in the event of massive violation, we would have to consider, doing something to do now. Then, rather than to do is to then the problem that concerns me here is that I don't know whether Henry is to get a talk about whether he is properly leeway when giving them a warning in effect that may make them, as he says, be concerned about what they'll do later. Well, that's fine if you make a warning. But here we do have a problem with America. If you lose any plans,
we do.
You do have that problem. And I think really when you come down to it, that's what Pentagon's worried about. Don't you think so?
I think that's part of it, and I think
they're
also looking at the military ineffectiveness of it. Is it really worth it in those terms? Especially at this time. Now, the only magic thing that I see about this particular interval is that the message is stronger if they still have some of our POWs. Because it seems to me that's an added element of determination.
Yeah, I know, that's what Henry went through before. But we're still on the outer edges of, it seems to me of, we're not, we're in the outer edges of conjecture either, in instance, which there was no conjecture that just Henry, I don't think, on either May 8th or December 18th.
Oh, no, that's right.
About that conjecture at all.
That's right. That's right. They're very different.
That's fine. Now, here is a hell of a lot of conjecture.
There is very much so.
Particularly, you have a problem as far as the domestic situation here, so for better or worse, the damn media will play up the infiltration, not play it down.
Yes, they have.
That's right.
That's like the last few days.
What were you here? You were put a strike in on this southern models.
Really, then you're in a whole new negotiation, in a way, as to the
you see, what we have now is a situation where the provocation, which is last week becoming significant now, appears less significant. It isn't a hell of a lot less significant, but it is some, let's face it.
That's right.
My view would be that if we were talking just about strike on Ho Chi Minh Trail because supplies coming down, the domestic impact would be nil.
Even if you lost this way.
But if that was all that was under consideration, but with the POW factor, not even if you lose three more, but with the POW factor as it stands today, with the Joint Military Commission statement coming out, the question about troop withdrawals being extended, still men over there questioning about list of miles. We ran a flight in there at this point. The domestic impact, I think, could be quite great because of the reaction and sympathy toward the POW. It would be kind of like, oh, come on now. We've almost had our POWs out. What are we doing here?
Yet after they're out.
After they would be out. U.S. prisoners are all home.
Right.
If the U.S. forces are out,
right,
you know, after the 29th, and there was a blatant
invasion
or a very clear violation of the agreement, I think you know, it's an exaggeration.
Let me say incidentally, you got the line that you were on. Boys, I just want to small thing. Did you announce the 24th?
I have all the material, but I couldn't get through to Mrs. Nixon to tell her we're going to announce it, so I'm going to talk to her and do it this afternoon.
Fine, yeah.
But I want to talk to her, and I couldn't get through to Helen or Mrs. Nixon,
yeah.
So I'm favored in a meeting at the time. Well, so we'll announce it today.
I think it's a good day to get that out. The second point is that with regard to this business, you know, they're saying they will get all the POWs out from Saturday, if we will withdraw by Saturday. You got across the point that we're conditioning that on the withdrawal of the Laotian ones.
So the agreement clearly states prisoners throughout Indochina.
Does it?
Well, no. The agreement itself does not.
But did you find what that was yet?
Yes. We
had
really
his press conference.
In his press conference, and you in your speech on the 23rd made it very clear. And
all of our prisoners.
That's right.
Throughout
it.
So you see, Ron, be sure that you don't let the press go off on some kid that would fail to withdraw or they're holding prisoners. Because the last nine, I mean, are as important as the first nine. I think people understand that. You agree?
Yes.
If every last prisoner is out, it will be Americans in and out of Indochina. We're going to keep Americans. See, we will have no military forces, whatever, in the Pentagon understands that, and the State Department has to do that. Okay, fine. Well, on this message thing, I don't anticipate changing on it, but I just thought that would take a...
Well, I think, I think it's useful, and as I say, I think that...
I don't want you to press anything, I just wanted to know, I thought it all through, and I'm down. Well, Ron, do you have anything else you wanted to talk about before I, you had attached to my...
No, sir, I...
We're about through, we were pretty well concerned. You've had a lot of, you had sort of, today was, you had sort of bad news, like, wasn't all the...
Well...
The cost of living, and the amounts of that, the summer youth, they turned out to be bad too, or... Was sort of surprised on that, I thought they were really not the positive person that they weren't that way, but I just... It's kind of hard to take money from one pocket to another.
Well, Ken put forth a pretty good program, but there was a, and in all fairness to the people, who should have been doing it, they did it. They got called mayors around the country and all went through every procedure that should make it positive.
Some, but I guess Javits taking all that.
But then the backwash came and that was picked up. I think this goes to...
Go ahead.
Well...
Some of it was perhaps said good things about it.
They did, yes, sir.
What were you going to say?
Well, I'm not concerned that the tone is all right, but we're just in this, in a period, and they're cyclical, where there is generally a negative response, and I think that's where we are now.
It's the way it goes, it's always that way. Goes this way and that way.
But we have to keep pushing for the positive side of things.
I don't think that, on the other hand, as far as our relations with the press are concerned, isn't particularly
negative. No, in terms of the...
We're getting right, but the news stories are basically turning out to be sort of anti-administration. And apparently, you've got to say, they justify, you sure as hell justify on that, price of living. Sitting there's no winner on that. All the gray things continues to be handled.
Of course,
so I think it's important for gray and all that.
Yes, sir.
Good.
The food thing, however, the word was out pretty well that was expected.
Right. So, and it does sound pretty good.
That's right. And for example, in the New York Times today, the whole menu thing, the White House menu, availability to send out, how that you and the first family have traditionally meat chicken all along, and how Chef Aller is being very good. He's going to appear at the Virginia and Hour Show tomorrow, which is the Friday Margin Bulletin program, and he's going to talk about tips on how to save food. Puts the administration into a position of fighting it too and being concerned about it, and people don't so much turn their wrath on us. Now, there'll be some of that, but...
But it's part of the problem.
Right.
There's going to be something else.
Yes. But the chef's doing a pretty good job.
I'm not sure.
I mean, those are only very minor things, but it's all adds up.
I guess about the only... We got a fairly good little picture out of the difference, didn't we?
Right.
I don't know where to cover. I think that's such a good picture. This old lady... Friday. Are you going down to Florida or are you going to stay here?
No, I'm going down. I'm coming down first thing in the morning. Secretary Rogers wanted very much for us to come to the dinner.
Yeah, we even say it. I mean, I'm going down the night. Pretty well, I don't know if you just say I'm where you're going to settle.
No, I thought I'd say that you're taking the report and so forth from Schultz on his trip.
Schultz is required by the National Continuing Work on the Energy Council on Energy. That was a question of the council. I think that's enough. The Energy Customer Council,
Schultz.
On the prisoner, on the, your question earlier, Mr. President, that was perhaps an over-exaggeration on leveling in Illinois, but the point I'm making is that I don't think there would be much of a reaction from a public standpoint on a flight of, to cut off infiltration if the POW thing is out of the way. The only question that is beginning to come up amongst the press, in some of the briefing questions, you can sense it coming, is the legality of such an action.
Yeah.
See, and I have never had...
The legality of such an action, if you've got to get that, you've got to get an action. Legality really has to be based on the fact it's a breach of agreement.
That's right. See, what they're saying is that once the POW, it's too fast a problem. From a public standpoint, you get the POWs home.
Well, then that's the whole idea. That's all we fought the war for. We didn't agree. We said there was an agreement. We made an agreement. Proceeds where they breached it. Now, you can't fight it for that. Truck it out, so you just say it's a breach of agreement. Breach of ceasefire. Ceasefires were both sides. That's what we've got to say. We'll see what we do. Okay, when you talk to her, you might say that that's what she wants to put out of it. She's already...
Right, that's why I didn't want to do it
before. She's going to have a tent on the side, right? We're not going to announce the Bob Holt part, that part. You tell her that that's going to be held with the announcement. She gets the stars on it. There's a tent on the side. And you keep the judgment on that. It's just for the people that are going to be on the side. She's going to be on the side.
And there'll be a national security briefing beforehand.